The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I don't know what happened, but by the time he went to the dentist just to get his regular checkup, he had a tumor that was the size of about my thumb pad underneath his tongue. And they call me back to the room. They're like, Mrs. Bevere, your son has a tumor. And of course, right there, I felt like an epic mom fail. Like, how did I miss this?
In times of doubt, Lisa Bevere encourages you to see God's larger, expansive view of your life. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I mean, we're so glad we're there with you, and I know the day will come when we could actually walk in your living room, and the day will come when this studio will be full again, because Lisa Bevere is here with us today. And by the way, I'm James Robinson. This is Betty. This is Life Today. But we're excited because we're with you, and we really are, and you've invited us in wherever you are. There are a lot of people who watch us in lounges. And they watch us in rec halls. When they're working out, they'll put it up. And so wherever you watch us, but most of you are probably at home, just thank you for inviting us in. Lisa Bevere has written a book that is interesting. We hear a lot about godfathers. This is godmothers. Why you need one and how to be one. Okay. I don't think this is related in any way to the mafia. I think that this is related to somebody that understands God and mothers and now grandmothers, and she's sitting with somebody who understands grandmothers and great-grandmothers. And so we're thrilled Lisa Bevere is here, and I just wish everybody could be clapping. We're not going to roll in applause that are not here. But we are really thrilled to have her. Lisa, welcome to Life Today.
Thank you. Yeah, and I love that you clarified it is not mafia and it is not fairy godmothers. I wish, kind of right now, I wish fairy godmothers were a real thing. I wish we could get some magic wands just waving at stuff, but that is not going to happen. So, yeah, I love that Betty has been a mother to millions when you think about it, just being an example and just speaking life. And a godmother is somebody who comes along your life at a time of crisis and says, baby girl, you may be crying in this moment, but I'm going to tell you something. This hardship is a catalyst to remake you, and you're going to laugh in your future. There are people that will open up the treasury of their lives, their challenges, their triumphs, their hard-won lessons, and they say, I want something more. And here's what I have found is a lot of the young girls, they think that the older women can't be bothered. They think that the older women don't want to pour into them, that they're all just golfing and retired. And then we've got the older women who think, well, because I don't know how to download an app, the younger women don't want anything from me. And this has left this huge generation gap between the older women and the younger women. And it's interesting that Titus says the older women must, not if you feel like you're worthy or qualified, must teach and train the younger women how to love their husbands and to train their children. And we know most women, they try to train their husbands and they love their children. So we've got to switch that around and equip them. And so I turned 60 in June.
I don't believe it.
It's true. It's true. It's true. Your makeup artist put false eyelashes on me, or I would totally look the part. But I turned 60 in June. And what I look at your life is, you know, 0 to 30, you're growing and you're learning. And then 30 to 60, I met you at 30. 30 to 60, you're building. And then 60 on, you're imparting. You were talking to me about how you feel like your mandate in this life, and I would just make you an honorary godfather, is to father these young men or men that are younger, to seed them with God's principles and truth. And somewhere along the line, both of you realized that anybody else's success that you sowed into was actually your success. Mm-hmm. And so you've done something that I think is desperately needed among women, is you've closed the gap. And when I look at this gap, it's the difference between the way things are and the way they should be. And I looked up the meaning of the word gap, and it means a breach in a wall that leaves both sides in an assailable position. So we have the older women who are going to die without offloading wisdom, and the younger women who are not going to get what they need from the older women. So I wanted to just say, okay, for my part, I'm going to mark some trails.
You've actually told a lot of people that I'm like a dad to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
I do feel like you're a daughter, and I am old enough to be dad. Yeah. So I have my daughter getting close. Yeah. Maybe she's not going to want to hear that right here. You wanted to talk, and there are 13 chapters here, and they're just great. You wanted to do 2, 3, and 4.
Yes.
And just talk about those. One of them was begin with what you know, ask for what you need.
Yeah.
When healing is what you need was the fourth one.
Yes.
Take off on those.
Okay. So I had a moment last year when John and I have our birth age just 4 days apart. John is June 2nd. Mine is June 6th, which basically means everything gets sucked into the vortex of John's birthday. It's like we have John's birthday Eve, we have John's birthday, we have the day after John's birthday, we have a birthday week. So by the time June the 6th comes along, we're just like, we're done. Yeah, so we were celebrating his 60th last year. And I came straight from a ministry trip, straight to a golfing hotel. And some beautiful friends of ours, the husband doesn't golf. He said, my wife booked a facial for me. He's like, I really don't want a facial. He was like, how about you take the facial? And I said, I've been sleeping in makeup for 2 weeks. I would love to take that facial. So I'm in this beautiful spa waiting room, and this young girl comes in, and she turns around, looks at me, and starts crying. And I'm thinking, do I know her? Is this one of my son's ex-girlfriends? Like, what, like, why is she looking at me? Why is she crying? And she opens up her arms, James and Betty, and she has a copy of my book, Without Rival, in her arms. So I stand up, I hug her. I realize we have this heart connection. She starts sharing with me how she's newly married. She's moved to a brand new city. She's in a new ministry position. She's trying to find her way in a new community. And she said, I'm just kind of frozen right now. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, I just don't want to miss God. And I said, okay, you know, the enemy will take the best intentions, people who are so pure-hearted, who don't want to miss God, and he will act like God is on the sidelines of your life, arms crossed, watching for you to mess up. And I said, you know, if your heart's pure, I just don't feel like that's going to happen. So we prayed together, and I went back to my room, and I was thinking, over the 30 years of ministry, how many times I have met beautiful, pure-hearted people that say that to me. I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss God. And they're not fighting or running. They're frozen. So it's not fight or flight. It's frozen. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, tell my sons and daughters, I am a really big target. He said the only way they are going to miss if they don't aim. He said, if you walk and you start going the wrong direction, you're going to hear a voice behind you say, this is the way, walk you in it. He said, but when my people are frozen, then they can't move. You know, God says his mercy and grace follows us. It's a wake where we walk forward and people are refreshed by that. But if we're afraid to move, which is what I'm hearing from so many people, and right now in this season, people need to know that God is for them, that God is with them. David had a revelation of God's presence. He said in Psalm 139, verses 5 and 6, he said, you hem me in behind and before me. And he said, you lay your hand upon me. So it's not just a God in your past or a God in your present, but a God who is personally connected. His hand is on you. And then David just is thinking about it, and he says, it's too high. It's too wonderful for me to comprehend. I can't take it in. And this is so important for me as a mother and as a grandmother. I wish I was a great-grandmother, not yet. But it's so important for me to be able to say to these young women and young sons, to be honest with you as well, God needs you. If your heart is pure, you tell your feet to keep walking forward. And so that was a huge, important thing for me. So that's the beginning with what you know. God is for you. God isn't against you. He's not angry. The one who sent his son to die for us, is not looking for a reason to abandon or reject us. And I feel like too much meanness in religion has put that out there to people where they think, yes, I was saved by grace and mercy, but now I've got to earn it by works.
And I think it's so important, as you say, I'm a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother now, to be able to have the experience and the long journey that I've been on, to not always been fun, but learning journey, you know, everyday learning, to know that I can have that time to maybe tune in with some young woman or even my own granddaughters, you know, and just see, I can see better sometimes what God has in store for them, I think, than they can realize because they're young, you know, and God's just now bringing them into it. But to be an encouragement to them.
It's not like you say, sit down, I'm going to teach you some stuff.
Yeah.
You just flow with who you are, which is what our viewers see. This is who Betty is.
Yeah.
She inspires me because she's primarily wanting to be a homemaker, you know, a wife, mother, not grandmother. She lives in that world. But there's a river flowing out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everyone sees when they come with you.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know, you might have touched all three of those chapters.
No, not yet.
ask for what you need.
Yeah.
And when healing is what you need. And I'm looking at the clock up here because it's right under that camera. Hello, clock's there. And we've got about 3 minutes each if you want to cover both those. This book is so good. I love everything you do. You know you're one of my favorite communicators on the planet.
You know that.
And I'm not saying that just to be patronizing or flattering. I'm saying it because God's on you. It's God that does it. You live amazed just like I do.
I do. And
the power and presence of God. Okay, ask for what you need. What do you want to hear?
So I feel like too many people are afraid to ask. They think, well, what if I ask for something and I ask for the wrong thing? So they don't ask. Again, God has provision for that. If you ask for the wrong thing, James says, you don't get it. You don't. God's like, nope, not going to give it to you. My grandkids, they all moved into my house for the weekend, and there was a lot of asking for what they wanted, but I didn't give it to them because I knew it wasn't what they needed. And so I also would say, let's ask your mom if that is okay for you to have that. Right now, I think people need healing. They need healing in their hearts. They need healings in their bodies. They need healing in their mind. We don't do well in isolation. We know that to be truth. And I really, when I wrote this book, I had no idea we were going into a pandemic. I told the publisher I wanted to write when healing is what you need. And I said, God is a healer. He doesn't do it in our manner. He doesn't do it in our time. But he is always a healer. Sometimes he heals us through medical doctors. Sometimes he touches us. Sometimes he takes us home to heal us. But he is always a healer. And so I decided in this book just to share what I had personally handled. And one of my sons, Alexander, my third son, my only single son, which I'd love everybody to help me with that. he was my son that I had so much problems with teachers with. So I remember he would say things like, hey, I think I got something under my tongue. But it was always at bedtime or when he was supposed to be doing homework. And because he was my third, I'd be like, you're fine. You're fine. You're okay. You're okay. It's great. No, we'll look at it tomorrow. And I don't know what happened, but by the time he went to the dentist just to get his regular checkup, he had a tumor that was the size of about my thumb pad underneath his tongue. And they call me back to the room. They're like, Mrs. Bevere, your son has a tumor. And of course, right there, I felt like an epic mom fail. Like, how did I miss this? And he was like, I told you I had this. And I was like, you're right. You did tell me. And he said, this needs to come out. It's not cancerous, but it's extremely aggressive. We need to get this out. And so I said, okay, take it out. And he's like, nope. He has to go to a specialist. So they didn't even trust me. They're like, this mom is not paying attention. We'll call the specialist. So they called the specialist. We're driving home. Alec is like, I told you guys, mom wasn't listening to me. I showed the brothers. I'm like, oh my gosh, four kids. We make an appointment for the specialist. The specialist said, I'm afraid we're going to have to cut out some of his tongue. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So John comes home from a trip and I tell John what's going on. And John said, I think we should pray for Alec. I'm like, absolutely. So John does this thing, which my boys are on the bunk bed. Alec is on the top. Arden's on the bottom. And John opens up to the book of James. And he said, all right, let's read what the book of James says. It says that, you know, the call for the elders of the church, they'll anoint you with oil. If you've committed any sins, God will forgive you. And they'll pray for you and you'll be healed. And so John like said, made sure he understood it, and Alec confessed all of his like 6-year-old sins. You know, like he had done quite a few things. It was very enlightening. So he was like, these are all my sins. And so then John said, all right, I want you to call for me if you want me to pray for you. And so John goes in the hallway. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, if this does not work, our son is going to have a meltdown with his dad relationship, with the God relationship. This better work. And so John's like, shh, it's fine. So we're in the hall, and we hear Alec go, Dad? So John comes in. He's like, yes. He's like, I want healing. But I was worried that Alec wasn't going to really receive healing because he was promised ice cream by the doctor if he had the surgery for a week. The doctor was like, you will get ice cream for a week. So I was like, Alec, we'll make sure you get ice cream either way. So John lays hands on him, anoints him with oil. I'm praying. Maybe it falls off during the night. We get up the next morning. It's there. It's still there. We wait 2 more days. Still there. I go to pick up Alec from school. And he's my kid that had so many challenges at school. So I go to pick up Alec from school, and the teacher's like, why are you pulling him out in the middle of the day? I said, well, he's got to get some labs done because he has a tumor under his tongue. And I said, Alec, show her. He lifts up his tongue, and it was gone. Oh, so I was like, what in the world? I don't know why it didn't happen right away. So I really believe that Psalm 103 is a promise for healing. It says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. So we receive that, but it doesn't stop there. And it says, and heals all your diseases. And right now is a time where people need to have the mercy of God and the restoration and healing power of God in their lives.
I want to just stop right there. Lisa, just thank you. Let me tell you something. This is a stick of spiritual dynamite. Lisa, we're doing Rescue Life right now to rescue people from trafficking. You've been several times to the field. You know it works, doesn't it? Love doesn't fail even there. But they are the ones who shared it. We're giving you a remedy for building up your immune system. That's part of what God wants. And this is powerful stuff. This is natural remedies from throughout history. And it's very biblical. We will also send you Lisa's book. If you will simply reach out, and you're going to listen, now listen, to Sheila Walsh, walking where you've walked, same kind of situations, and you've been willing to walk into hell for the most heavenly cause in the most hellish situations with trafficking of children, using these people. Well, now you listen to Sheila, because she's going to show you how you can be the miraculous healing. This is a supernatural healing, and it works. Love does not fail here, but you're the ones that start that river of love flowing. You really are. So I want you to watch very prayerfully, but you are going to be someone's miracle.
There is a violent plague impacting the world. It's called sex trafficking. And like a disease, children are the most vulnerable. The number of children being held captive and abused by sex predators is beyond comprehension. It's reported to be in the millions. Sheila Walsh has talked to many young victims of sex trafficking and learned of the trauma and fear that has destroyed their childhood.
I've seen things on this trip that are worse than anything I could imagine. I tried to think of what I was doing when I was 9 and I was still playing with Barbie dolls. And my greatest fear was, would I be able to get a particular thing that I was hoping for Christmas? Just spent some time with a little girl who is now 11, and she's been forced to have sex with men, with strangers, sometimes 4 a night since she was 9 years old. She's now 11, middle school. But she's already 2 years on the street. She's not hardened. She's just broken.
The trail of tears and broken spirits of little ones, like the young girl Sheila described, has surely touched the heart of God. It has no doubt left an unforgettable mark on Sheila.
I pray that I'm never the same again. And I pray that we're able to help you see that we're here for a reason. There's things that we can do. We are his hands and his feet. We are his heart. When scripture says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, I've seen what it looks like to be crushed in spirit. So this is our moment to be Christ in the flesh to those who are broken.
I know that your heart is moved. Maybe sometimes you just want to look away, but don't. Sheila didn't look away. She marched into hell for a heavenly cause. But here's the thing. The heavenly effect of the love that never fails, it would never flow there without you. Lisa, you've been like Sheila many times. You and John have helped us do what we do, feed, water.
Okay. This is for
you. You've been there helping us with sexual trafficking. Here's what people want to know. Is the situation as dreadful as we present it to be, and maybe even more dreadful?
It's actually worse. I don't know that you can capture the weight of the oppression that's on these people with cameras. You see the glimpses of the pain in these beautiful, broken young girls' eyes. But it isn't just that you guys rescue, you restore their lives.
Well, when you say you guys, there's you guys. Here's the thing people want to know. Okay, so the need's real.
Yes.
Have you seen the effect of love when you go there and watch where they've been reached, rescued, and restored, and seen this horrible, hellish situation turn into a miracle? Does it work?
Yes. And then I see those that have been rescued turn into rescuers. And so it's this beautiful cycle of redemption and love.
They become what Jesus tells us to become when we become a new person. Mm-hmm. They, of whom much is forgiven, you know, there's much love. These weren't sinning. They were trapped in sin.
Right.
So it's like much hurt and much pain when it's lifted and you've suddenly been born into a new life because of love. You never really help the needy. You don't really help the poor without a compassion connection. No government, no social program can change things, no matter how dread or how simple it is, without a compassion connection. You can't help people in assisted living, in nursing homes, without people that are full of love there. If they're just paid hired hands, you're not really making things better. Love never fails. It's the one key thing, and that's the thing amazing about the viewers of Life Today. Don't you think it's amazing what the viewers of Life Today have done all over the world?
They have trusted you to love well. And when I have gone there and seen what happened, you know, can I just share a second? One time when I was in a brothel in India, I watched a woman who had been rescued through Life Today fall down on her face in front of the other women who were still captive and beg them to just receive God's love, to take all the garments of shame off and walk into freedom. And it was magnificent.
And it is so beautiful. You're able to see them sing and learn, and they have a future.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you please right now go and get your bank card or get a check and know I'm going to write it to Life, make it out to Life. Take that bank card, use it like a check. Go online and say, I'm making the gift today. Use that bank card just like a check. $128 is the average it takes to rescue one, to reach them, rescue, and then begin the restoration process. We have a group of viewers like you, supporters, who said we'll match your gift.
Wow.
That means $128 now rescues two. I always ask, Lisa, I ask people to think way beyond what they normally think. Okay. Would you rescue 10 with a gift of $1,280? Now it'll be 20. Father, please. There may be some people that could give $5,000 or $10,000. I pray their heart will leap with joy that they're able to reach out and rescue and restore so many who are broken. Please move. Everybody do something in Jesus' name. Would you right now go get your bank card, go online or call that number. It's always a prayer line for you. Call and say, here's my gift, and make it today. If you put it in the mail, again, make the check to Life, but call us and tell us you're sending it. Remember this. This is the last week. Boy, we need a miracle outpouring of love and support right now. Please be a part of that. We have some gifts to bless you, but you're giving the gift of life and freedom because of the love of God flowing through you. Thank you so much.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive this beautiful prayer box. Inscribed with the words from Philippians 4:6, this wonderful keepsake includes pencil and paper to write down prayer requests you want to give to God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a Mother Strength bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I just say thank you, Lord, and thank you. By the way, if you call and get busy, you keep calling until you get through, because, you know, this is you've become now a lifeline for somebody else. We're going to send you the Natural Remedies. We're going to add years to your life and life to your years, the beautiful prayer box that you're going to really like. And remember, a gift of $1,280, you're going to get a Mother's Strength, beautiful bronze. And today, all of you that help, whatever gift you feel impressed to make, you'd like to have Lisa's book, Godmothers, and she'll be with us in the next program too. But if you would like to have the book, you just reach out and touch someone with love and ask for it. Lisa, thank you for being here with us. We're going to talk to you in another program. That'd be good.
It's always an honor.
Thank all of you for watching. Thank you for blessing others. To the heavens, pull yourself away from the devil. They ask for everything. Promise to set you free. Give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Download the new Stream app today for breaking news and commentary. Be equipped to think clearly about the critical issues of our day. Available for Apple and Android phones. Tomorrow, best-selling author Lisa Bevere draws from her own experience, biblical women, and the world of fairy tales as she explores godmothers. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.